Tony Ogorek joining us live from Ogorek Wealth Management. Tony, it seems like this is the longest week ever for investors. It's kind of like a thank God it's Friday kind of feeling out there today. What are you expecting with the markets to end this week?
Yeah, well, you know, we have potentially the beginning of a trend because yesterday was the first up day, although not very much up, but, you know, it was an up day. And today the futures are up, so we could be looking for 2 days in a row. The stunning aspect of this is not just the decline, but the speed of the decline. This is 1 month, you know, February 19th to really March 19th, where the market's fallen 30 to 32%, and we have never seen a decline with that degree of rapidity. So one of the reasons the market's up today is that the European markets are beginning to respond. They're having a positive day. In part because they're getting fiscal, they're getting government spending, you know, which the Germans have typically been hesitant to do because of their prior experience with inflation. But really, what the markets are facing now is more of a deflation threat rather than inflation. So as Europeans are doing better, probably that's going to spill over to the U.S., and we may end up the week a little bit more, you know, positive than we were on Wednesday.
Is it encouraging at all, and this might be a silly question, that the markets weren't up that much, because we've seen these huge swings, you know, day in, day out. I mean, thousands of points going one way or another. And yesterday they're up, but only a little bit. I mean, is it nice to kind of see maybe just a day where there isn't one of these wild swings one way or another?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the trend we've really seen, is that, you know, the markets will move up a bit, but really they end up falling twice as much. So it's as though if you can envision it, you're walking down the stairs. You know, you do go up for a bit, but then you're going down. And I think it's probably going to take another week or two, you know, before we start to see some of the volatility declining. And, you know, part of it is what's coming out of Washington with plans that they've got. You know, part of it is, you know, the fact that the administration is, you know, they claim to be waging a war, but oftentimes it seems to be a PR war, where they come out and make a statement, and then the people from the FDA, and the CDC, they end up having to walk it back. And again, this adds to a sense of uncertainty, and that's a concern. And then we also have the issue of the political issue of the bailouts and the public. And, you know, the interesting point here is that the airline industry, as an example, you know, is an essential industry, and it's asking for a $50 billion bailout. Well, over the last 10 years, there were about $45 billion in airline share buybacks, which is not putting a nickel into planes, into salaries, into infrastructure. So essentially, what the airline industry is asking the government to do right now is to buy back their shares at a 10% profit. And I just think that people who are going to be getting a couple of checks for $1,200 aren't necessarily going to stand for that. It's not going to sit well with the public.
I was wondering, though, about those stimulus checks. Is that having just the talk of them the last 2 days, is that having an effect on Wall Street already or not necessarily?
I don't think so, because what we're about to see is, is an avalanche of unemployment violence. You know, Goldman Sachs came out and they said that they pointed to an unprecedented surge in layoffs this week. They're suggesting that the next jobless claims report is going to show initial claims of roughly 2.25 million, which would be up 10 times, not 10%, but that's going to be up 10 times from the prior month. So we're about to be hit with a tsunami of unemployment. And, you know, again, how quickly are they able to get funds out to people? You know, people are going to be in distress. And Brian Moynihan, who's running Bank of America, did say on a case-by-case basis, they will look at deferrals of, auto loans, deferrals of mortgages and things of that nature. So, you know, I think the private industry is stepping up also in this regard.
And looking at some of the things that banks are offering to people, you can defer mortgage payments, things like that we're seeing a lot of banks come out and say they're looking for ways to get creative with people. What would be your advice to somebody who's, you know, in a situation like that, maybe laid off, maybe their work has drastically decreased, as to what they should be doing or looking for when those offers come across their desk?
Well, Brian, that's an excellent question. But the first thing I would do is to look at a parallel in terms of what we're being asked to do with the social distancing, you know, which is what can you do rather than what can someone else do for you. And I think at this point, probably the most critical thing people can do is to take a look at their cash flow, take a look at their budget. If you haven't done a budget, you may want to do one now. And not just what you think you're spending. It's if in the event you're in a survival situation, you know, what will you have to spend to keep yourself going? Then what types of expenses can you defer on a temporary basis? And then maybe at that point you go to your lender and say, in terms of credit card forbearance, can I have something on that? In terms of a mortgage, in terms of rent, whatever the case may be. I think people, you know, who owe money, they need to have a reasonable relationship with their lenders. And if they do, you know, perhaps they're going to be able to get some forbearance. But I think that's the, I think that's key at this point.
Tony, we appreciate it. Tony Ogorek joining us from Ogorek Wealth Management.
No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Always fresh coffee to wake you up, cold drinks and breakfast to keep you going, plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled, however you start your day, we've got it to help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway.